I live quite alone for the first time in many years, and this is what I always wanted. Now the opportunity to do anything I want is present and undisturbed. Funny how necessary loneliness can be, but with time it is boring. One desires companionship, which in itself is undefined. What does a companion do? If a person is sitting there in a chair, what would change? Depending upon who it is, of course. How could someone's own particular personality completely alter the mentality of the room? I wonder about this. Is it mere perception, or do all conditions really seem different? All I know is that there is a void, knowing no one could possibly join me here I am now. I feel the total stranger. It is a nice feeling compared to the other one, surrounded by various friends. For those times could also become boring indeed, because it is predictably the only way I knew, and there might have been both extremes. Times of hilarious frivolity, and or times of bitter ambition. And all the art of getting along with your environment. Now, there is only myself to get along with. And I feel love or hate. It is a void in which I can only exist peacefully. And the emotion which is immediately prevalent is loneliness. By choice, but by instinct. My friend the microphone has ears, but no eyes. I must call the camera. Then I can express my loneliness in a multimedia expression, which in turn breaks the cold sunlight and gives me satisfaction. This reason, because I can choose to extend my soul upon the inanimate objects and transfer them to the ones I love. This reason shows me I'll be alright. Temporarily. Thus, severe loneliness is buffered, and I can sleep soundly. And when I'm awakened alone, I can act in the world and absorb psychic electricity of local citizens. Though they may be strangers. And then I can hear my energy home and use it to reply as I remember.